Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Ron Johnson, if ever there was a man who's setting himself up to lose his office, it's Ron Johnson. Everything that he is doing and saying leads to the inevitability that he is going to lose his seat. And he certainly should, because he's, number one, he's arrogant. Number two, he's ignorant. And he somehow believes that that people are going to are inclined to believe in the things that he's saying. Al, who we were had on before we went to this break, talked about how Ron Johnson has enriched his family and his life and his financial portfolio since he's been a United States senator. And everything that he's done has been pointed in the direction of supporting the people with wealth. No question at all about that. And if there's somebody who wants to refute that, 844-967-2789 is the number. But for a man who's going to be fighting for his political life, to stand up and say that Medicare, as he did on yesterday, that Medicare and Social Security should be subjected to annual budget deliberations, a move that could upend guaranteed benefits relied upon by tens of millions of Americans, generally a kiss of death. I don't care if you are on the right. Doesn't matter if you are a Republican and you are retired and you're getting a Social Security check and you're safe with Medicare, you know, as I am. And the fact that every month your check is in the mail and you can rely on that, it's comforting. But to talk about it as a handout is where he's so ignorant. Because what you get in Social Security is basically what you put into it. And listen, yes, there's Medicaid that is a component to Medicare that will be there for people who can't do things for themselves. Yes, you know, and there's some with Social Security, safety nets that are there for people who can't do for themselves. But the majority of the people on those, on Medicare and Social Security have earned those benefits, be they Democrat or Republican. And you can be a Republican listening to me right now, and you know that what Ron Johnson is saying is going to impact and affect your life, and you know you're not going to support him in talking about, you know, means testing Social Security and Medicare. Just not going to happen. You don't have to come out and say it. I know you're not stupid, you know, and you're not going to cut off your own hand to spite your own face. But Ron Johnson comfortably is making these statements at a time that he's fighting for his political life, but he's arrogant enough and ignorant enough to think that what he's saying is what people want to hear. You know, Johnson's running for a third term, and, you know, he's running against Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and I'm telling you right now, he's going to lose. Ron Johnson, an incumbent senator, which is almost unheard of. A two-term senator, United States senator, incumbent, rarely, if ever, loses. Rarely, if ever. You know, I can remember as a young guy, a young man, when they had senators who lived to be over 100 years old. They were still senators. They died in their seats. Because it's almost impossible to defeat a sitting senator. Unless you're as ignorant as Ron Johnson. And Ron Johnson is every bit of that. Ron Johnson voted against the defense spending bill that would help veterans who have been exposed to burn pits and all those things. And he came up with some lame excuse like the rest of the conservatives did. Well, we support the military, but yeah, we don't want to support the veterans because we know the Democrats are trying to slip some money in somewhere else. Well, hey, talk to the veterans and their families. You talk as if you as Republicans haven't slipped some money in somewhere else. That's what you do. But you use that as a conversation, or you use that to give an excuse to why you wouldn't support the veterans. Well, guess what? A funny thing happened between day before yesterday and yesterday, Monday and Tuesday. The Republicans changed their mind on the bill. Why? Because it's Freedom Payne is singing in this song, Bring the Boys Home, about the troops in Vietnam. You know, you're not going to win that battle, Republicans, and you didn't. You turned around with your tail between your legs and gave up a ridiculous fight that you weren't going to win. And now you're going to say, oh, we were only kidding. We really care about the vets. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.